Leah, you bring a national perspective to this whole question. Are there things that you found that work seemingly everywhere on a national basis, or are there things that seem to maybe work better in some regions versus others?
I think it's a great chance to remind people that, you know, while we all think about the E's, again, engineering, education, enforcement, evaluation, all of these important E's, you know, we really do want to emphasize that those communities that have seen the greatest success really have emphasized that engineering piece, that design piece. Again, we can't educate or enforce our way out of these problems. Those are important aspects, but we've got to be supporting our planners and our designers and our engineers with the tools and the flexibility to do what works on the streets. I think, you know, a lot of the pieces that Rob was just talking about, we're seeing that in cities as various as Boston to Orlando to San Diego to smaller communities. What we're seeing is it really comes down to what kind of environment we design or sometimes redesign. Just putting up signs to say go slower or doubling down on enforcement, which we know will never have enough resources and capacity to be everywhere, that's never going to work. So we really need to be taking a systematic approach to saying, hey, let's look at our high injury network. And I know Austin has done this and many communities are doing this now. Let's look at our high injury network. Let's use the data to show us where the most severe and urgent problems are. And then let's take a real systems approach to addressing those issues. And Austin has had great success recently, I know, and other communities have too, in passing funding measures. Their local voters are voting for safety. They're voting for a Vision Zero approach. They're voting for the systems approach, which of course includes speed management. So I'd say, you know, the thing that really works is building out that public and political support to really make sure that our planners and engineers and policymakers can use the tools that work, whether that's taking a systematic approach to addressing, say, dangerous left turns on multi-lane high-speed arterials, which is very common. Maybe it's daylighting intersections so that there's more visibility as people are driving and making a turn. They can see people walking and pedestrians in a crosswalk. These are proven countermeasures from a design perspective that we know work to manage speed and improve safety. Yet sometimes there's pushback because there's always pushback to change, right? Sometimes people just don't want change. Yet we know this can save lives. So I'd say most importantly is really do what works, document it, make sure that you're building the case, and build that public and political support to prioritize safety over speed.